catch it.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. A lot to get to still here in the final hour of the show. Big story of the day coming up in just a few minutes. We will talk about a little bit of the Braves' first half, but not a lot. We'll talk more about the All-Star weekend that's upon us. Home Run Derby tonight, All-Star game tomorrow. A lot of different jerseys being worn by some of the patrons here at Murph's as we broadcast live from Murph's Cobb Galleria, our All-Star Village. We'll get back into some SEC Media Days conversation in about 20 minutes as a lot of the different players and coaches have met with the media so far down there at the College Football Hall of Fame. I also know probably in the next half hour or so, we're going to get some guests on from down there, too. And then we'll wrap things up with an AMA at 140, as we always do.
Yeah, man, we just saw Brewers just walk by. We saw a Marlins fan with the orange Marlins jersey on, which is awesome.
Yeah, the loud
orange.
He's not Marlins man, though.
No, he's not him.
Same jersey, but not the same.
And it was
guy.
Funny because Murph actually was like, "Are you Marlins man?" which was pretty solid right there. Yep. Yeah, man. But now we've seen three of the Matt Olson All Star games. Yep. So one Ronald Acuña.
Yep.
But they're wearing their whites though. I thought both teams were wearing their home whites.
I don't know. Oh. I don't remember. I mean, you know, they're going to make an all-star jersey so people can buy it.
Right.
You know, they're going to do that. They're not going to miss an opportunity to make a little extra. And I don't know if that's the Home Run Derby for them to wear tonight. You know, I don't know. Maybe they'll wear them in warm-ups and then wear their own jerseys during the game. Or maybe next year is the year they go back to wearing the home jerseys. I think that's cool.
I
get that they want to make all-star specific jerseys and stuff, but it's cool to wear your own jersey.
I know it's cool to wear your own, but I would have thought it would have been cool to wear an All-Star game jersey. Mm. And like how the NBA got East-West. I didn't think it was that big an issue until I started working here. And the madness that people would get about them. I'm like, this is a damn jersey.
Yeah, well, I think
I was so confused listening to people get mad. I'm like, it's an All-Star game jersey. What's the big deal?
Well, you know. If it's something, it's something people can get mad about.
I was like, wow.
My thing is just I don't usually like them. Like, the design isn't good. Like, sometimes it is. Like, I think when we were kids, the design for the basketball all-star jerseys were awesome.
Yes, I do.
Because they were all, like, city-specific, you know. Like, I remember the one in San Antonio where they were, like, turquoise and they had cactuses on them.
Yeah.
Those were badass.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, they get bland. Like, these ones are okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you like them?
I have no problem with them. Meaning,
I know, but that's not liking them.
What I mean, would I buy one? No, even if I liked it, I wouldn't buy one. I ain't spending all that.
Not having a problem with it.
Yeah,
it's not what they're going for.
But I understand
they want
that.
You to like
but
it.
I'm just like, damn, y'all that mad?
Yeah, you know,
they're playing baseball.
It's mid-July.
Awesome, baseball's awesome. We get to watch them play baseball.
Yeah,
and last thing I'm worried about is their damn jersey.
If there's something that people can get mad about, they'll get mad about it.
Yeah.
Especially if it relates to a game.
Like, I can't understand.
It's the thing to get mad about today.
Yeah,
I actually don't think those ones are okay. Like, I actually think they're pretty cool.
It just looks like Al, though.
It does look like it says Al.
Like it says Al.
It does. And then the NL, it's lowercase AL, and then the NL's lowercase NL. Yeah. I don't know. I think it looks kind of cool.
Yeah, but I mean,
with the sleeveless, too. Yeah. I always like the sleeveless baseball jerseys, kind of a 90s throwback look.
Right. Okay, I got you.
A lot of teams wore sleeveless jerseys back then.
Yeah,
I don't know that so many teams do it as much these days.
No, I think the best, in my opinion, the best jersey to wear are baseball jerseys. I love wearing baseball jerseys.
Oh, like as a civilian?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think baseball jerseys.
The worst one to wear is a hockey jersey.
Yes.
Well, it depends, though. Like, hockey jerseys look pretty cool in the wintertime. You wear, like, a hoodie underneath that thing?
Uh-huh.
That don't look bad.
Yeah, but okay.
The worst thing to wear is a basketball jersey because you're wearing a tank top.
Dude, I used to rock the basketball jerseys, though.
Not everybody can do that.
Yeah, I used to rock them, dog. And then it was so funny because I'll never forget because I was a throwback with the sleeves underneath, right?
Oh, yeah. You wear a T-shirt underneath.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But I'll never forget we were in Miami and Ben Watson flew. And we'll see Ben this week. Ben flew down to Miami and me and him were hanging out and everything. And we went to a game. I'll never forget. Went to a Heat game. And so Ben had the throwback, but Ben ain't had no sleeves on. And if you've ever seen Ben,
working out.
Ben looks like a He-Man doll.
Yeah, he looks like a superhero.
Yeah, like a He-Man doll. Now I
and he still does.
And he still does. Now I wasn't rocked up, but I had nice little trap cuts. Yeah, the traps had them nice little cuts. So I'm like, hold on, you ain't finna outshow me. I'm taking like on the way to the game, took the jersey. I took the T-shirt off. Okay. Put the jersey on. I'm rocking out. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, these traps. They got. You see that little horseshoe right there?
Yeah.
I got to just walk around my arm straight.
And, yeah, just always having the elbows locked at all times.
I had my elbows locked the whole time walking around. Damn.
And I'm like, you know, if you're an active NFL player, then the jersey tank top looks good. Like, you could do that. You know, if you're a normal-sized, slightly overweight, middle-aged guy, you know.
Right.
NBA jersey might not be the best look. The worst one, though, is the soccer jersey. Because
them damn kits.
The European cut, man. Like, if you want to wear them and you're just a regular built guy, you got to go a size or two up.
Yes.
Like, you can't just, oh, I wear a large and get a large Atlanta United jersey.
Large kit.
You're going to look like a sausage casing. Like, those things fit tight, man. You got to. If you're a large and you want an Atlanta United jersey, you got to go at least XL.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, because
football jerseys are the opposite. If you want to wear a football jersey and have it look normal, you got to go a size down.
Yeah, you got to go down a little bit. But, yeah, that was a good time. Good times to wear the jersey back in the day, man.
Yeah.
That's wasting a bunch of money because I can't find
them. A lot of people having a good time wearing jerseys in here, too. You said you saw a Brewers jersey?
Yeah, I saw the Brewers already. You talked about the Marlins. I saw a Pittsburgh Pirate. We talked to the gentleman from the Twins already. So, yeah, it just seems like, you know, as we get closer to the game.
Today, I'm going to be doing an appearance. If you can't make it to Murph's before 2 o'clock, come to the racetrack.
There you go.
Right here in Smyrna. I'll be at the racetrack from 4 to 6. And if hanging out with me at a racetrack isn't enough of a sell, which it should be, we got a pair of tickets to the Brewers game on August 4th.
There we go.
Two pairs, actually. Two pairs of tickets.
There we go.
So you want to win some Brewers tickets, some Braves Brewers tickets, August 4th?
Nice.
You come to the racetrack in Smyrna today and you see me.
There you go. You pump the gas?
Yeah, I'll pump your gas.
Okay.
You want? Full service. I'll pump your gas. I'll squeegee your windows.
No, don't do that.
I'm not afraid to do that.
Dude, don't do that.
If it gets us another listener,
okay,
I'll squeegee.
Yeah, do that.
I'll squeegee for listens. That's low on the list of things I've done. I'll squeegee your back window for listens.
Yeah. Busting out like
squeegee out.
But I'm just saying, yeah. So make sure y'all go holler at my boy. He'll be over there. Music blasting. You'll see the big flag. Right? How they going to know where you're at?
It's the racetrack in Smyrna.
Where are you going to be at? You'll be inside the racetrack, outside the
racetrack?
You'll
see me. Okay. I'll be squeegeeing windows.
Yeah. Right. Come on up. Your decks and everything like
There'll
that.
There'll be a line.
That's how it's going to be. He clean it.
Hey, if you come to the racetrack this afternoon, really, if you're listening right now and you come from 4 to 6 and you reference the window squeegee, then I will squeegee your windows.
Oh,
I really will. Yeah, I really will. First person to do it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, dog.
First person that does it.
Because my
four, not everybody.
4 to 6 is going to be.
That's 2 hours.
4 to 6 is going to be the hottest part
of the
day.
Yeah. It's hot out. Yeah, it's hot out. The first person that comes up and asks for a window squeegee, I will do it.
Yeah, man, because it's going to be like in damn near 100 around 5 o'clock.
Yes, I'll
so, yeah, we need. Yeah, make sure you take care of yourself.
I'll be squeegeeing something else, too.
I see why you're drinking that water today.
You got to hydrate. You got to hydrate. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Deep to right field. Goodbye ball. Hello, Chop House. Mattio has tied it in the third.
Hopefully we see a bunch of those
this
evening. As Matt Olson is taking part in the home run derby, filling in for Ronald Acuna, treating him with an abundance of caution.
Yes.
Very cautious. With
I just don't think they want him to take that many swings.
I get it.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, especially, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
He's been so hurt so often. Just be careful with him. But Matt Olson's going to be out there. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if Matt Olson wins the thing.
I mean, he gets a hold of a couple of them. He's built for it. And as we were talking earlier, he might not win, but he'll win the distance. Because he's going to – if he catches them at the right time with that big swing that he has, oh, yeah. We talking about Chop House. But like over the Chop House, you know, and but it should be a lot of fun. I mean, I really, and I know I'm not speaking alone, really wanted to see Ronald Acuna.
Yeah,
really
me too.
Did. But not taking anything with Matt Olson. We all know the story of his experience when the All-Star game was over 20 years ago, his first experience, and now him full circle, whatever you want to call it, being in it tonight. Just, you know, hopefully it goes well for him.
Some of the other guys that are in it, oh man, I had it up. What did I do with it? Anyway. Cal Raleigh's in it. he hit 38 home runs in the first half of the season. Not the first half, but the pre-All-Star break.
And we found out, because I was curious where Bonds was. Bonds was one. He was one short of Bonds' record.
So in 2001, I don't know how many games it was, because, you know, the All-Star game is kind of different every year. But just say it's about the same. In 2001, when Barry Bonds broke the record, when he hit 73, he had 39 at the All-Star break.
Damn.
Cal Raleigh's got 38.
Right.
Like, that's crazy that he's right there in Bonds. His stats for his career?
Yeah, like per year. Like, where is he at?
I will in a second. I just want to list some of these other guys who are in that category. And this is sort of my question about, like, which one of these guys is Cal Raleigh? Like, Mark McGwire had 37 at the All-Star break in 98. That's obviously the year that he set the record. Reggie Jackson had 37 in 1969. Aaron Judge had 35, or has 35 this year. Luis Gonzalez had 35 in 01. Griffey had 35 in 98. And then Chris Davis from the Orioles had 37 in 2013. So, so a lot of who's who, and then kind of one. I know I'm not – Chris Davis obviously was a power hitter for a brief moment, but kind of random fell off.
Yeah.
Like, just hopefully Cal Raleigh, 10 years from now, you're like, yeah, of course. Him and Mark McGwire are the same. And not, oh, yeah, Cal Raleigh and Chris Davis.
But Cal Raleigh, I mean, you said he's from here, right? He's a Georgia kid, right?
No, he's from Western North Carolina.
Okay. No, that's right. You said – but he grew up a Braves fan, right? Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. Well, I mean, what do they say? A lot. Well, it used to be a thing where how they would talk about the home run derby messes up your swing and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not rooting against the kid. I hope he does well.
Oh, I'm not rooting. Why would I be rooting against him?
I was about to root against
him. Oh.
Yeah.
But why would you root against him?
I want Matt Olson.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I have his career numbers now. What do you want to
know? I just want to know what's his career high.
This, 38.
This is his career. What's his next?
34 last year.
Okay.
In the whole season. He hit 34 in the whole season and played all year, like played 153 games. He's got four more home runs than his career high at the All-Star break.
Damn.
Like.
He's raking.
He's going to hit. I mean, he could get cold in the second half of the year and hit 50.
Yeah.
You know? That's crazy.
Good for him.
It is.
Good
yeah.
for him.
Good for him. Good for the Mariners to have something to root for. What else? I was going to. Dang it. Where'd the other guys go that are in it? Jazz Chisholm's one of them.
Oh, that's right. We got Jazzy in it. Cruz is in it, right? Yeah. Cruz O'Neill's in it?
No. Oh, yeah, O'Neill Cruz.
O'Neill Cruz, yeah. He's in it. The guy you like from the young player from the from Washington, the center fielder, yeah.
Yeah, Wood.
Wood, yeah. So, I mean, you got this should be you got you know, some names. Jazz Chisholm, who's the biggest star, like, when people recognize their name off the bat in this one?
I need to know who's in it. The internet is really slow here.
Yeah.
And I had the names up earlier, and I guess I X'd out of it. This sucks. Here we go. The biggest name that's in it is I mean, it's probably Matt Olson.
You think so?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's of these guys, nobody knows. I mean, James Wood, you know. Nobody knows who he is. Junior Caminero from the Rays. Byron Buxton, you know, kind of. Brent Rooker, Jazz Chisholm, and O'Neill Cruz. So, yeah, I think Matt Olson's probably – and Cal Raleigh's got 38 at the break, so I mean him. But Matt Olson's probably the biggest star, plus hometown.
Okay.
Ronald Acuna easily would have been the biggest star.
But, yeah, we got all that. But, yeah, hopefully Matt Olson goes out and put on a good show. Let's hope it's a good one. You know what I mean? Just a lot of home runs. A lot of, you know – We need, like, record breaker. Oh! No, I don't know Boomer's not doing it. Oh, that's 28. Can he do it again? Back. Gone for 29.
Yes. Hopefully whoever wins it hits a ton of long ones, too, because that's always really fun. That was always the part as a kid was, like, they would measure them, but they didn't have the technology now, so they would just estimate.
Yep.
A guy would be, like, 540 feet.
He hit that one 600 feet.
And now they have the measurement, and, like, the longest ones are, like, 442. It's like, nah, lie to me.
Leave it alone.
I don't want the actual number. Like, if that's the actual number, I don't want the actual
number. But that's what I'm saying.
I like when we were kids and they'd be like, and Mickey Mantle would hit a home run 630 feet.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Yeah, right.
But I like the myth of it.
You know, you can't have nothing. Everybody, unless they're damn people that always want to talk about stuff. Like, dog, let me believe in that, okay?
Yeah.
All right? You know, people who do that are the ones that be talking about Santa Claus.
They get mad about the jerseys at the All-Star game.
Yeah, they get mad about damn jerseys at the damn All-Star.
There's always something to get mad about.
Damn All-Star.
If you want to get mad about it.
Relax.
Relax
your nerves.
Braves get to the All-Star break 11 games under?
Never saw that one, Andy.
No, didn't see that one coming. Yeah,
did not see that one coming.
Sucks. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up some of what has happened at SEC Media Days today. Try to get some other quotes from some of the coaches that have spoken. Obviously, Greg Sankey met with the assembled media earlier this morning, as he always does on day one of SEC Media Days. Hopefully catch up with some folks from down there as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Great AMA calls yesterday on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, dog. I mean, it's always fun, and it was some great questions yesterday. And hopefully they're like this again, because their questions are always great. Love them. The one thing I've seen last few weeks of the AMA has been new people.
Yeah.
New listeners, new callers, and all those things. So we do appreciate it. And obviously, we love our P1s and you know, Jody and Mo and people like that. And Andrew and people. Yeah, we obviously love you guys.
It's always fun when someone calls in for the first time and they say, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Yes.
It's like that old, like, cliche sports radio thing.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love being a radio host now. That people can say, my favorite thing that I hear every once in a while from people is like, man, I used to listen to you way back when you were on at night.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
We had some
people, I guess that was a long time
Some people
ago.
Came over that you were that you had a young lady and her
yeah,
husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had hung out with us when we did the one-year anniversary party of the night show years and years ago.
Right.
And then, like, there was one time one kid what was it? I don't remember what event we were at. But he was older. He was like, man, I used to listen to you at nights when I was in high school. And I was like, dang, dude. Make me feel old. All right. Well, good. Glad to meet you. Glad to see you again.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get to the AMA in like 15 minutes. If you are a first-time caller, please feel free. Get in there. If you're not, that's fine too. SEC Media Day is going on down at the College Football Hall of Fame. We're going to be there Wednesday and Thursday live broadcasting. Tomorrow is Georgia Day.
Yeah.
So pretty good chance we'll get an opportunity to chat with Kirby Smart live. We'll be here at Murph's. He'll be down there, but we'll make it work. And we're still trying to catch up with some folks down there today, too. There's just a lot of moving pieces, obviously, especially on the first day. Everybody wants to try to, you know, talk to as many different media outlets as they can. Greg Sankey spoke earlier. We played you some of that. It's kind of all the same stuff for the most part. LSU, South Carolina, Ole Miss, and Vanderbilt are the four teams that are there.
Yeah.
Which one of those teams do you think is going to be the best?
Okay,
probably not Vanderbilt.
No, but I think, you know, they had. You want to talk about a program that had so much momentum from one player?
Yeah, and he's back.
And he's back.
Yeah,
and he's back, and everything like that. So it was a great season, fun season for them. Is it LSU?
Yeah, LSU, South Carolina, and Ole Miss are really the. And you're right. I'm not trying to take anything away from Vanderbilt.
No,
and they have Diego Pavia back.
I think LSU is the most talented. I wonder where Ole Miss is. Like, Lane got his biggest win of his career against Georgia last season, but yet they still haven't gotten to where the people, in my opinion, how people view Lane Kiffin. I think Lane Kiffin's a good quarterback. I don't think he's great. I mean, I'm sorry, Hago. I don't think he's great.
No.
Shane Beamer, it's all about Sellers. Because he's a heck of a football coach. His players believe in everything he's telling.
Yeah.
That's why I love Shane. Shane has the belief of his damn football team, and they are just – they're an underachieving program that if you mess around, they'll beat you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He has them playing their ass off, and he got to study the QB position. But I think just overall talent, there ain't many better than LSU.
Yeah, I agree with that.
There ain't many better than LSU when you just want to talk about – One to 100 player? Yeah.
They had, I believe, the number one ranked transfer class coming in.
You know who had number two?
What's that?
You know who had number two?
Who?
Texas Tech.
Did they?
Yes.
That's throwing his money around, man.
Yeah.
That dude's throwing his money around over there. And, again, in the Big 12, anything could happen, right? Like, Arizona State was picked last in the conference last year. They went to the College Football Playoff out of the Big 12 and damn near beat Texas. Took them to overtime and almost beat them. So, I don't know. Texas Tech threw a bunch of money around. They might be in the College Football Playoff this year. I know that's what they're paying for. That's the thing at Ole Miss is they're paying to be in the playoff.
Yeah.
You're not paying to beat Georgia in October and be happy with it.
Right.
You're paying to go to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be getting all these big transfers and have Lane Kiffin there and all this hype so you can win football games later in the year. They still haven't even made the playoff yet. So, yeah. I have to wonder if at some point, you know, some of that money dries up a little bit.
Yeah.
If, okay, you beat Georgia, great.
Yeah.
Well, but, again, you still are on the outside looking in of a 12-team playoff?
Yeah, man.
Like, what are we doing here?
And that's the thing about it is that you're in that you know, break. That's why I think it might have been last week when I was mentioning we talk about the money thrown out and everything like that. Like, eventually Lane ain't going to get – they opened the wallet for you, Lane.
Right.
They opened the wallet for you. And you went out there and you had a damn good football, some damn good players. But like you said, in a 12-team playoff, it's a 12-team playoff. That's another reason why people were looking at damn Frank Kalen DeBoer. It's like, you can't get into this.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get into this. I know that Nick in the cupboard wasn't bare at Alabama.
No, the cupboard wasn't bare.
Yeah, it wasn't bare or anything
like that. At least he has the fallback of year one, and then hopefully he can bounce back in year two.
You got his guy.
Lane doesn't have that right now. And, again, I'm not suggesting he's on the hot seat right now. But a couple more big money transfer classes that don't result in the college ball playoff, that seat gets hot. Brian Kelly's seat's hot now.
Yeah.
Like, it just is. Like, the expectation at LSU is as high as almost any program in America, rightfully so. The three coaches that were there before him all won national championships in their first 4 years or earlier. This is his fourth year. He's got the Heisman front runner at quarterback in Garrett Nussmeier. And, like we said, the number one transfer portal class. And he said it himself. It's the best roster he's had since he's been there. So, yeah, pressure's up.
Yeah.
You got to be in the playoff.
Yeah, man. So you go back to that. And we talk about, like, South Carolina and Shane. Like, they're great down the stretch. But they're so consistent in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's what gets them. Because they go on in the runs. You got Clemson and all these teams. And they're just beating bam, bam, bam. But it's always the beginning of the year for Shane.
Yeah. I know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
This is now – is it two out of the last three or two out of the last 4 years where they've really closed hot?
Yeah.
And had a lot of momentum going into the offseason.
Yep. And then they come back to start the season, not good.
Yeah, they kind of fall flat.
Then again, they figure it out and they go. But a lot of times it's like you're so far behind. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to say far behind, but you're not where you would be in this position where with those wins they had last year down the stretch.
Oh, yeah.
If they had a better front half, they would have been a playoff team.
Well, if they would have just if things would have just been less insane in the final 10 minutes against Alabama.
Yeah.
Remember, they almost beat Alabama.
That was Alabama.
They lost 27-25, and that was coming off of kind of getting smoked by Ole Miss. Like, Ole Miss handled them the week before that, and then they were in that crazy game with Bama and lost it. And I think at that point they were like 3-3.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, so this year is not going to be great. And then they won six in a row and were as hot as anybody at the end and beat some good teams in that run too. I think the most important thing for them is it's nice to have all that momentum. I don't know, it's hard to believe that a lot of momentum carries over in this day and age in college football when half your roster's different people.
Yeah.
Like, most of those guys didn't win those games.
No.
You know?
Yes.
A lot of those guys that are going to play for South Carolina week one didn't win those games
right, in
the six-game win streak. But Lenora Sellers did.
Yeah, man. And that dude is a straight-up baller. A straight-up baller. And when you got that kind of quarterback, because he can, to me, he has the ability to have like a Cam Newton-type damn effect on the team.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, not saying that they're going to be Auburn or anything like that.
But he's just kind of that style of player, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he can win in a lot of different ways. And as soon as he stopped turning the – he was a freshman last
year. Yes.
As soon as he stopped turning the ball over in the first half.
Was it a red shirt or true?
I believe it was a red shirt.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. He might have been a true.
Right.
Did it also coincide with him taking those goggles off?
I don't know, but I love the goggles.
I love the goggles.
I love the goggles.
I know.
But goggles look funny as hell in football helmets because – I don't know why, because it looked like it was almost – the goggles were almost all the way out. Like, they were close to where it was.
It was a
visor.
Big goggle.
Like, it was close to being a visor.
It was a big goggle.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, I think that South Carolina makes some noise and everything. But I still think LSU is of that group you were just talking about. I still like LSU.
Yeah, I do too. Tomorrow will be Georgia, Auburn, Texas, and Tennessee. I mean, look, the expectation's the same every year at Georgia.
Yeah.
I think they'll be in the conversation as they have been every year since, I don't know what, 2021, really, when Kirby took that next step and got the championship. They've been in it every single year. I expect them to be. I expect Texas to be, too. I think Texas will be in the playoff.
Yeah,
I think they'll be very good.
I think Texas is going to be good. But how good is good? Meaning they got the talent. Can Sark get them over the hump?
Yeah, I think, yes, that's a huge question.
Yeah.
I was, just think, you know, if Arch really is the, you know, the next great thing, like some folks are saying that he is,
because
they got a chance
to win
the national
championship. Yeah, because they keep on talking about, they lost four linemen and all this, Texas.
They've rebuilt.
Yeah, Sark is fine.
Or
Sark
restocked, or whatever you want to call
it. Sark is fine when you want to talk about the talent. But yeah, no, that's not even a – that's a no-brainer issue right there. But, yeah, I think, you know, Texas will be there. I mean, we were talking earlier because LSU and Texas game – I know everybody's talking about the Texas-Ohio State game, but that damn LSU-Clemson game.
It's a great game.
It's a great damn game to start the year.
It's a really cool
game to start the year.
What about Tennessee? I mean, obviously, they're in the playoff last year.
I have
all the offseason drama with their quarterback. And then they get the quarterback transfer from UCLA, where Iamaliava goes.
Yes.
The kid had been at App State,
so
he went all the way to the West Coast just to come back to the mountains.
Yes,
he's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he's like a great, like we're going to go to the college football playoff type quarterback, but he's a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of intrigue in the offseason with Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to look. I don't.
They lost some talent on defense. Including one guy to here in
Atlanta. They are bringing in a new quarterback. Now, the system is a system.
That's right.
You know what I mean? The system is a system.
It helps make quarterbacks look better than
they are. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I don't know about Tennessee.
I like Joey Aguilar, though. He's a pretty good player. Moves around.
How does your wife feel about him?
Oh, she hates him.
Okay.
He left App State.
That's what I'm saying.
He chose to leave App State. Anybody who chooses to leave App State, that she hates him. Eli Drinkwitz hates him.
Hates him. That's why I
Scott Satterfield hates him.
That's why I say that. How does Ashley feel about
Ryan Neusel? She's very happy for him. Ryan Neusel, who graduated from App State, got married over the weekend.
Y'all go?
No.
Oh.
But it was on social media. He's a Falcon center.
Oh, I know he's a Falcon. I thought y'all like because she's from up that way. He went to App.
No, we're not.
You said that real like.
I was just saying I'm happy for the guy.
Oh, yeah, but the way you said it, like, because when we saw Pat Bev just got engaged. We're like, man, look at that, Pat Bev that got married. It didn't sound like it, but you said it so politely, like. Yeah, oh. I was like, did y'all go?
Yeah, we were there. We went. I was the best man. Shout out to the Neusels. Find the picture though, because it is. The most like App State married couple,
right?
Chubby guy with a beard, beautiful blonde woman. It's just like if you're a chubby guy with a beard and you like blondes, go to App State. You'll find something. All right, we'll get it a break here. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Load the phone lines up 404-726-0929. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Another great one almost in the books, Randy.
Yeah, dog.
A lot of fun here today at Murph's, Cobb Galleria, All-Star Festivities. Got a chance to say what's up to Dale Murphy. He's going to stop by tomorrow in the noon hour and sit down with us and chat for a few and talk some baseball. Again, we'll be back here tomorrow and then Wednesday and Thursday at the College Football Hall of Fame for SEC Media Days. And then Friday we'll be at
Twin Peaks
and Buckhead. So, yeah, the tour continues. But shout out to the good people at Murph's. They've been taking care of us couple days.
They really have.
All right, let's get out to the phone lines here. We'll start with James, who's in College Park. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I don't know if you remember last week or the week before I had the dental work and I was talking crazy.
Yes.
What I was saying was in the event that the season don't go as planned moving towards the end of after the All-Star break and all that, do we sit Acuña and just let him just, I guess, preserve whatever he got the next season, or what do we do? And lastly, I missed some of the show, so are you really going to be giving out the race tickets at the racetrack in Smyrna? Because if so, I will be there. Thank you for accepting my call.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you, James. Yeah, we got two pairs of Braves tickets to give away today at the racetrack in Smyrna from 4 to 6.
Yeah, man.
Now I'll be honest. I've asked our sales guy like, how are we giving them out?
Right.
Do I just get to pick people?
Right.
Is it a contest? I really don't know. So I'll know by 4.
Okay, because usually when we would do them, they would have the draw. The box.
Yeah, there's a drawing.
But you have to come sign up.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a dance contest.
Maybe.
You never know.
But, yeah, Andy's He's cleaning windows.
I'll squeegee the first window of a listener that comes and says, hey.
You know you got to do more than one, right?
I probably.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Pretty good window squeegeer. I drove a car that had a broken windshield wiper for like a year and a half when I was in my 20s. So I had a squeegee, and I would just reach out.
Get the hell out of here, dog.
Yeah, I would.
That's just I mean, I done had some raggedy.
I was really broke.
I done had some raggedy-ass cars.
There was some times, Randy.
You know, I done had some like, I had a sunroof that, like, it was one of them old-school sunroofs that you had to screw it and take it off. And
yeah.
And I forgot to tighten it up,
sure.
And it blew off one time in the middle of a rainstorm.
Yeah.
And I had a tarp, and, like, the water would – yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
No, you know, we've all been there.
Yeah. Yeah. But I
you never had the reach-around squeegee?
I had – well, I remember my defrost didn't work, and I had to – constantly white.
But uh-huh.
But
why, the inside.
But it was the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the outside. It was the inside. So constantly I'm going to do that. But that's about it.
That's not good.
No.
What did he – no, they're not going to arrest Ronald Acuna.
No.
If he, I mean, it's honestly, you know, it's trending toward that being the only reason to go to the ballpark in the second half of the season.
Yes.
Him and Matt Olson. Like, hopefully some of the rest of these guys figure it out and it's more fun baseball to watch in the second half. But, no, Ronald Acuna's missed a lot of ball the last couple of years.
Yes.
He wants to play. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Yeah, fellas, man. My son asked me about the All-Star game. It's $220 for standing room only.
Yep.
And I told him, man, you can go buy any pair of Jordans you want. I ain't standing in the 100-degree heat, man. It's sober. Hey, so, Andy, you mentioned yesterday your girlfriend was, like, was 6'3 and a volleyball player. My question is, are the volleyball girls the hottest girls on campus, number one? And number two, why do they wear body paint for shorts instead of regular shorts? That's
They do wear pretty small shorts.
And I enjoy it.
Yeah. You know, I think it just depends on the school and the sport.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at it from the standpoint of, say, going to school. We had volleyball.
Uh-huh.
Tall.
Yeah, yeah.
Tall drink of water. With a little.
It's a tall drink of water.
Tall drink of water with that, with like a beer mug with that hump back there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was the volleyball girl, right?
Yeah, right.
All right.
Right.
You had the softball girls.
Yep.
Chunky.
Okay.
Chunked out. Yeah.
So how are you going to describe that?
Pile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of squats. A lot of squats.
Right?
Powerful thighs.
Yeah. Then you had the gymnast.
Uh huh. Small.
Small. Like a
but powerful.
Like an espresso cup.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like small, a lot of packs
with,
a punch.
But with the little handle right there with the kapow.
Right.
So yeah, that's how.
Right. Track.
Track. Oh, come on, man. Just track. Lord have mercy.
I don't.
The you know,
I don't know what it was at Georgia.
You know,
but
a yams and hamstring guy.
At UW, the soccer team was really good looking.
Yes.
The soccer team was really attractive. So yeah, look, I don't know. They're like, you know, when we're in college, it's college girls that play sports.
Yeah,
they're
man,
in really good shape.
But I ain't mad at you about the whole All-Star game thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, because I'm luckily for me they're going out going out of town to get them tomorrow. So luckily I ain't got it. But he actually was like, Dave, if I stay, can I come with you later on? He said, can we go to the All-Star game? I was like, cool, let's do that. Man, look at my place. Just like when he said,
you could go to there's a Costco across the street.
Yeah.
You could get a 55-inch TV for the cost of a standing room only ticket, and sit in your living room and watch a beautiful HD picture and in air conditioning. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What's up, guys? Real quick for the question. Over the weekend, I was at Pompadour's with the wife, and a mug of beer, I saw a lady put salt in her beer. I've never seen that before.
I've seen somebody do it before.
Wow. That's
Bo
okay.
Does
okay.
Oh, Bo does it. Good. So he
can
answer.
Somebody do it.
What's the point?
I don't know.
What's the point, Bo?
It's delicious.
That's all you need right
there.
There
you go.
Wow. Okay, well, anyway, man, I don't know if we can answer this question, but how did cuss words come about? Like, when did somebody just burn their hand and say, oh, S or something?
Yes.
I really don't, like, y'all debate that, man, but even reproductive organs, we don't call nobody parts what they literally name. So I'm going to hang up and listen,
That's
man.
Good point.
What's that?
Mike, we don't call your like reproductive parts the actual medical term for it.
Oh,
there's
right.
a slang term
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, it's very, very weird when you do that.
It is weird.
It's very, very
it's
weird.
Like
it's
very uncomfortable
yeah, it's very
when you use the medical term for body parts.
I'm thinking it was probably Cain and Abel.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MF, I bet you won't. I wish you would. Bring you over here.
It is funny, though, like, having kids, because, like, you know, we've been cussing for decades.
Oh,
and you don't really think that much about it. But then all of a sudden, there's words that you're not supposed to say,
yeah.
and Lily knows them,
yep.
and she's like, why? Yeah. What is it about that word? And I was like, I don't really know how to explain it.
Because I
than,
said so.
Right, just don't yeah. do it. Don't do it, and if you say that at school, you're going to get in trouble, so
right.
really don't do it.
Right.
But like the actual like longer explanation of, I don't know. I don't know. People decided it was bad.
Yeah,
I don't
man.
Know.
Because I said so.
Right, and that's it. Yep. That's
all,
the answer.
That's all.
But it makes me wonder, though.
No, I don't. You know what, man? I come from a long line of cusses, man. You know, and I come from a long line of cusses. You know, and I mean, great grandma was the best of them all. Yeah, yeah, like Lavonia can lay something down now. Well, especially at church.
It's just kind of funny, like this job we do.
Yeah.
Like, we do a podcast where we can cuss, but yeah. then when we're on live, like, yeah. we have to talk slightly differently.
Yes. yes.
Because of the law. Like,
yes.
it's a rule.
Yeah, the FCC.
Kind of weird.
FCC, get us.
Brenda is in Portland. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Randy. How you guys
hey.
Doing?
Hey, Brenda.
Good. We're doing great.
All right. So I'm going to put in my vote for a dance contest for the tickets. but I actually called you because I need to correct a misconception about the DeAndre Ayton snowstorm story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been getting it
okay?
wrong.
Okay. Because it was not a few inches of snow. It was a damn ice storm. And we were without power. I have friends whose trees were coming down. Power lines were coming down. Friends whose their whole upper story of their house was taken out. People down the hill from me, water main broke. They didn't have running water for 2 weeks. So it was not a little snow on the ground that he was afraid of. He was not trying to get out of the game. He was not, you know, all the
Brenda,
stuff that they made up
right,
about.
Brenda.
No, because it's been a thing. Oh, DeAndre Ayton's afraid of snow and stuff.
It has been a thing. I've been leaning into it.
Well,
you're right.
Brenda. All right.
And now, one more thing before okay. I get off my rant, which is he tried to get out. And then the team sent a car to get him, and the team car could not reach him. So it's not DeAndre Ayton's fault. There are other
right.
things you can blame him for, but not that.
Okay, Brenda. Thank
Bye,
you.
Brenda.
Thank you for correcting the record.
You always messing up the story.
She's a stickler for accuracy.
She's awesome. But I like your version better.
I like my version better, too. It's way funnier. It's way funnier to say the only thing that DeAndre Ayton did in Portland was miss a game because of a snowstorm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course. It was treacherous out there.
It was bad. We know that. And we hate it. It's unfortunate that all the people lost power, Brent.
Yeah, we don't
but
want
But I still
to
like Andy's
to
story.
Yeah, better. Just like some, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, you know? Especially when it's trivial as that.
Yeah.
All right. Magic Fred is in Pine Mountain. Hey, Magic Fred.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Randy. How are y'all?
Pretty good, Fred. How are you?
I'm just sorry I'm not with you because y'all are definitely goofing today at lunchtime, man.
We're goofing.
Hey, the Hawks are like 2-0 in summer league.
Yep.
Something's happening. There's some people that are going to play for them this year. So that's all I wanted to tell you guys. And you guys have a beautiful week, and I love you a ton. You already know
that. Thank
you,
Magic Fred. We love you as well.
Like, I would love to be with Fred right now, 150 right now.
Oh, yeah. He's probably switched to – he starts with a little Bailey's.
Right, right.
He's probably switched to some Coors Lights.
Yeah.
Maybe some Crown.
Yeah, dog. Because Magic Fred feeling like I was feeling yesterday at 150.
Magic Fred's feeling great. He's feeling great. I will say this about Magic Fred. He may be the die-hardest Hawk fan that I know.
Yes.
Like, he watches every minute of the summer league games, and,
yes.
like, he'll DM me.
Yeah. The Hawks are 2-0.
He's one of the dudes in my DMs.
And it's great that they're 2-0.
It's better than being 0-2.
Better than 0-2, exactly.
It's even better than being 1-1.
Because that would be that's when the superseded panic goes into effect.
And Asa Newell's look good, yeah. and Kobe Bufkins look good, and that's what matters most. Tababi is in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so yesterday at church, I wore a new shirt.
All right.
Randy, you converted me. I got my first linen shirt. As I'm taking this next step into fatherhood, you know, I just felt that I need to have a nice linen shirt, so I got it. That, along with my cooler bag, one of my wife's friends at church said, you know, he looks the part. What else do I need to complete my dad bit? Coming from two fathers I love and respect.
Okay.
What else do I need, you know, add to the arsenal as I'm preparing to be a father?
So we got a linen shirt and a cooler bag. That's the dad.
Hell yeah, dog.
He said,
no, linen shirt ain't no. Linen shirt is when you think you're dressing up, but you ain't.
Right.
People don't wear random linen shirts.
No, but like for nice occasions as a dad,
yeah,
it's a casual, comfortable look that you can get away with.
Yes, that. You get to get you some linen pants. Where it's hot as hell. So like
some linen shorts.
Too much linen outside in this heat is bad.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Because linen can be a little clingy.
Linen can be a little clingy and all those different things.
Yeah, it can.
So your best bet is like I try to not wear linen top and bottom.
I try not to. Okay.
But unless, like, if say me and my wife are going out and she makes me put on nice clothes, I'll go with nice linen. I'll go regular shorts, but not basketball shorts.
I got some nice linen shorts and a nice linen, different kind of pattern, but both linen for my brother's rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
It was a classy
look. It's nice.
Standing up there giving a speech about how proud I am of my brother and my linens.
Dude, that is awesome. Like, I got linen shorts. My wife bought me the ones in the picture that we were in.
Oh,
They're not orange, by the way. They're salmon.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
They were like, oh, Randy got on orange shorts. No, I don't.
No, salmon.
My wife bought them, and they salmon. Now, she had on her orange dress. Now, she don't go by the orange rule in the house.
She
don't go by the orange rule.
You guys have a different orange rule than us.
Yes.
You don't wear orange because of the rivals.
Yes.
We don't wear orange because, you know.
You don't look good in it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're the wrong kind of white.
Yeah.
You got to be a lot tanner than me and my wife to wear orange comfortably. Mike is in Adamsville. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? I got the origins of two curse words. The first one is the F word. Back in the monarchy days over in England, even when people got married, they had to get consent from the king to have sex. So it was called fornicating under consent of the king. And the second word would come from old medical school days when they were studying the human anatomy. And that word came when you do the number two. That's called secretions of the human intestinal tract.
Oh, okay. So we got acronyms. Thank you, Mike. Now, are you allowed to do acronyms? Like, did he just get in trouble?
Right.
You know what I mean? Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Because he was walking the line.
Yeah,
there.
I was like, Bo? Bo?
You don't think that. Is that true?
I don't know. But, he made it. The way
he said it sounded
like it's true.
Yeah,
the way he was explaining it to us.
It was a believable
explanation. It sounded real legit to me.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it sounded real legit to me.
Fornication under consent of the king.
Fornicating under consent of the king.
Yeah, I don't think that's probably as close as we could get to cussing.
Yeah, because I'm like, why do I got to have consent with him to do with me and my wife why I married her? I mean, obviously I married because I love her and kids and everything like that.
Yeah, but that part.
But that
too.
part two.
It's one of the best parts of
hell
being married.
Hell yeah. What the hell are you talking
fornicating.
About? Fornicating.
Under consent of me and her and us.
I just like that word.
And me too.
Fornicating.
It's better than the and we can say it. Oh, God.
Oh, that's
all right,
be
let's a, wrap it up so we can go home and fornicate.
Yeah, that's gonna be all in the new repertoire.
All right, takeaways of the day. What do you got?
The damn takeaways of the day and damn Dukes and Bell get all the damn guests because now they're going to start coming on because it's damn 2 o'clock.
Zero guests.
God,
all the breaking news.
Zero
and all the
damn guests. We've been sitting up here for 3 damn hours.
We've been here for 2 days. We talked to Mickey Tettleton.
2 days. Whatever.
Ridiculous.
All I heard was when you wear a United jersey, you're packed in there like some sausage.
Randy said the urinal will have you leaking.
Yeah, man.
Which is true twice.
Also, face down a urinal, definitely worse than T-Box.
Yes.
And Andy Bunker, pretty good window squeegee-er.
Yeah.
You want to find out. You see me at the racetrack today at 4. We also have Braves tickets. Talk to you tomorrow at 11.